By now, most Cook County residents should have received their property tax estimates for 2012 or will yet this week. The news for most homeowners will not be good. That's because the legislature eliminated the homestead tax credit back in July. County Auditor Treasurer Brady Powers said the impact to homeowners will not be uniform.
It's going to vary all across the board. There are going to be increases. There are going to be decreases in individual cases because of class changes or valuation decreases. We had pretty much an across-the-board decrease in land values this year, about 10%. So some people with a lot of land will have a decrease in value. If they have enough land, that would lead to a decrease in their taxes, actually. All the way to some properties will have increases of over 100%. Typically, it's going to be somebody who's lost the homestead credit, and at least in the low to mid range value of a house, and also if they're not in the city of Grand Marais, because the new law doesn't hit as hard if you're already paying a high tax rate. If you're paying a low tax rate, it hits you harder.
The quirk in the new formula means mid-range properties will be hit hardest and top-end values hardly at all.
Well, anything close to $76,000 and up to, say, $300,000 are going to take a significant hit, because that's where the highest credit was and will now be gone. If you're somewhere over $300,000, in the $300,000 to $400,000, or anywhere above that, you didn't get a large credit to begin with because it's a decreasing number. As your value goes up, so you aren't going to lose as much. Anybody who got the homestead market value credit loses that. It's just, it hits harder if you're a lower value property that had a large homestead market value credit. It doesn't hurt as bad if you're, say, over $300,000 in value because you didn't get a large credit to begin with, so you don't have as much to lose.
Powers said many tax increases used as examples in the media are averages and don't adequately explain differences in valuation increases or decreases, tax rates, the presence of seasonal properties, and other nuances in the formula.
I'm just simply leafing through a few examples that we pulled off, and here's 0.5, 1.9, 1.5, 2.4, 3% increases. These are seasonals and commercial that I'm talking about. Now I get into something with homesteads, and I see 32.7. Here's a seasonal with 14.4, a commercial with 4.5, a seasonal with 10.5, a homestead with 6.9, a rural vacant non-homestead with 41.9, homestead with 7%, homestead with 120%, homestead resort commercial with 130%, a homestead with a minus 9.2%, a homestead at minus 9.9.
Owners of homestead properties will still receive the benefit of the exclusion, but it will be less than they received under the credit.
What they're doing is a certain portion of your taxable market value is now excluded from the local property tax, and it's on the same basis in which the credit was calculated. So the maximum credit used to be $304. Now the maximum exclusion is $30,400. So it's the same formula but different scale. I assume the idea behind it was then if you were in an area, a high, what we would call a high tax rate area, if you had a tax rate of 100%, this market value exclusion has the same benefit as the credit did. There is no tax district in Cook County with a rate as high as 100%. Most of them are in the mid to high 40%. Tofty's in mid to high 50%. Lutzen is a little less than that. Schroeder less than that. And then most of the unorganized area would be in the high 40 percentile. So it's less than half the benefit because the tax rate is half or less of the 100%.
The upshot of all of this is that many property owners will pay more, but the county as a whole will lose revenue.
The state used to reimburse counties for the homestead credit. We actually got a check to pay for that credit that went to homestead, and that's eliminated. So even though the benefit, the form of it, has changed to homestead, there's no money coming from the state to offset that. And so it's just a cut in revenue. That looked like about 3%. It's been around 280,000 countywide. And what the state is saving is about, what's been reported is that the state is saving about $260 million around the state in payments that they made to counties. And actually, in the last 2 years, during the budget battles, they've cut that. So we actually haven't received all of that, say, $280,000 in the last couple of years.
Power said, as bad as this may seem to residents, the difference between a property receiving the homestead exclusion and what a seasonal recreational property owner will pay is still significantly different. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.